We continue our learning. Leil Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, Mipedachos of Leor, and Rebbe Basra, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us three things. Number one, that this concept of Cheskas Gimel Shonim, all it does is it allows the person who's living on the field, living in the house, to have a proof for his taina, for his claim that indeed I bought this field, I've been here for 3 years, I don't have a shtar because it's been 3 years, you never contested. So therefore, if the Reuven now contests the fact that Shimon is on his field, and Shimon says, no, you sold it to me, so that irur, that challenge that Reuven has of Shimon, so we dismiss that because Shimon has established a cheskas gimel shanim, and we don't expect after 3 years that he holds on to shtar and needs to prove through that that he has that he actually bought the field from Reuven. We have Adim that testify that he's been there for 3 years, that using the field normally, that is acceptable. That type of chazaka, though, is not effective for a person to be koneh, a person to actually acquire property that's not his. You don't acquire property through a cheskas gimel shanim. You acquire property through a kesef shtar and another type of chazaka, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah. So that's number one. Number two, the cheskas gimel shanim is a raya regarding property that the machzik, the one who's Shimon, who's now living in this house or living on this land, had no connection to whatsoever before he bought them or claims to have bought them from Reuven, or before he got them as a gift. If he had some connection to this land, to this estate before, let's say he was a shutaf, he was a partner in this land, and then he used it for 3 years, or let's say he's the son of, this used to belong to his father, and now the son has been in for 3 years. That is not considered a chazaka, as we'll see in the Mishnah. And number three, there's a third type of chazaka, what we call a cheskas kinyan. We learned this in Maseches Kiddushin Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, where a person can acquire karka, as we said, with kesef shtar and chazaka. So that type of chazaka is a cheskas kinyan. That will be effective right away. How do you make a cheskas kinyan? We'll see at the end of the Mishnah. A person will make a hole in the wall so that he can get it. He can bring something in and out. He puts a fence around the field and the like. That's the way he can make an immediate chazaka. That's a chazaka of a kinyan that he's making. That's not the same chazaka as the cheskas gimel shanim. So the Mishnah says like this. Per gimel, Mishnah gimel. Kol chazaka she'ein ima taina ein a chazaka. So the first thing is that Shimon cannot establish a chazaka, a cheskas gimel shanim, on Reuven's property without having a taina, without having a claim as to why he's there. So what does that mean? So okay, so Mishnah explains. Amar lo ma tose b'soch sheli. Reuven said to Shimon, hey, what are you doing in my field? You're squatting on my field. Vor amar lo, and Shimon said to Reuven, shelo amar li adam davar meolam. You know I am here? I've been here for 3 years. No one said boo to me. No one made any mecha. No one protested that I was living here. So I decided to just stay here. And I've established a chazaka for 3 years. This field belongs to me. Says the Mishnah, ain't a chazaka. That's not a chazaka. Why? Because it's a chazaka she'eini matayna. Shimon has no claim as to why he's there. And we say, so we can't ask him here, oh, maybe you had a shtar mechira and you lost it. And it's been, which normally we could ask before 3 years. After 3 years, he can say, well, I had it, but no one contested. No one challenged me, so I got rid of it. That all makes sense if there's a taina involved. But if there's no taina, where Shimon says, no one said anything to me, so that's why I've been here for 3 years, then he has no claim why he's there. Like, for example, Reuven, you gave this to me as a gift, or Reuven, oh, you sold this to me, it's just I don't have the shtar right now. So that's not committed a chazaka at all. A chazaka needs, along with it, a taina, a claim as to why you're here. So the Mishnah then says, once again, Amar lo ma tasa b'soch shalivu, Amar lo shalom, Amar li da'adam davar me'olam, ain't a chazaka. That's not a chazaka. But if, let's say, Shimon says to Reuven the following, you know why I'm here? Because Shemachartali, you sold it to me, or Shenasati, he gave me this field, this house, as a gift, or Avicha Mecharali, or your father sold it to me, or Avicha the son of the Matar, your father gave it to me as a gift, but I lost the shtar, but I have Edim that I've been here for 3 years, but after 3 years, I didn't think I needed to hold on to the shtar. Hare zo chazaka. That is considered a chazaka because it has a taina along with it. Then the Mishnah says the following. These are the people who cannot establish chazaka after 3 years, and that is the following. Havahabami shum Yerusha, a person who is machzik in a field for 3 years, and he brings Edim that that he received the field through Yerusha, he inherited from his father, Eino tzarech taina. He doesn't need to clarify how this field came into his hand. Or in fact, actually, this is the next list are the people who cannot establish a chazaka. Here is one person who is able to establish the chazaka after 3 years without a taina. So who is that? That is a child in a field that he's inherited from his father. Why is that so? Because the child doesn't know the business of his father at all. He just knows, I've been here for 3 years. This was a field that I got by Yerusha. So he doesn't need a taina. He doesn't need to say, well, you know how this field came into my father's hand? He bought it from somebody. It was given to him as a gift. The son doesn't need to do that at all. However, he does need to bring proof, the Gemara says, that his father at least used the field for 1 day, as people normally use the field. They use the house for at least 1 day. So once again, Habam Yishum Yerusha, someone who is in Machzik in a field for 3 years and brings Edim, that, and there are Edim there, who can testify that the reason he has this field is because he got a Yerusha from his father. He doesn't need a taina along with that, how he got it, how his father got it. It's enough that he's been there 3 years and can bring a proof at least that his father had used that area, that house, that field for 1 day. Now we have the people who have some connection to the field and therefore cannot establish a chazaki even after 3 years. Ha'umanim, people, craftsmen literally, and these are people who build the contractors, the builders, the people who are fixing the land or the house of someone within 3 years. Some say umanim are people not there working on the field at all. These are bali umnes, these are craftsmen who you give them utensils to fix and they work on it in their house or in their shop, and they are now claiming that the kalim that is in their hand, in their shop, actually belongs to them because they bought it. So that's a little bit difficult, only because that's not karka, that's metaltolin. Cheskes kemel shanim usually applies to only to karka. Okay, well, we're back. Vashutafin and partners who purchased a field b'shutfus as partners, and let's say one of the partners ate the fruit for 3 consecutive years, so it shows that he used the field 3 consecutive years. Here we also see that he cannot establish the cheskas kemel shanim. The ha'arisim, sharecroppers who took the field in order to work it, is going to give a certain percentage to the owner, and they now this sharecropper ate the produce for 3 years, cannot establish a chazaka. The ha'betropin, this is the custodians, the administrators on the nechassim, on the property of Yisomim of orphans. All of these people, they don't have, cannot establish chazaka. So we'll go through each one of them. Why are the umnim known to have a chazaka? Because the owner of whatever it is, the owner of the field or the owner of the objects that were given to the craftsman can say, listen, these are people, this guy was working on my field, he was doing construction for 3 years, they were working like an uman. I didn't need to make a macha. Why do I need to protest? He didn't show that he was the owner of the field. He may have been on my field for 3 years, but he was doing a lot of construction. So he clearly cannot establish a chazaka that way because the owner didn't think that he had to protest at all. And according to the payers, that we're not speaking about people building or fixing on the field, but rather it's an uman like the real craftsman who's talking about metaltolin. So what's that about? So why should it be? What does the Mishnah mean when it says that umnin cannot establish a chazaka, a real craftsman? So clearly we're not talking about, when we say ein lahem chazaka, we're not speaking about cheskas kemel shanim. So what are we speaking about? So when it comes to the metaltolin, the movable objects that may be in the house of the craftsman, what does it mean he, the craftsman, cannot establish a chazaka on it. So we know that if someone's holding on to something, we assume hamotzi mechaver levaraya, the person who is holding on to something, we assume they are the owner. And in fact, even if someone else says, brings edim, hey, that object is mine, the person who's holding on to it has the ability to say, yeah, it may have been yours. You have edim who can testify this was yours, but I bought it. I bought it from you. Now, that it's only true regarding items that people normally sell. But if the items that people normally lend out or rent out, then a person is not neman to say, I bought this. So the Mishnah, therefore, is coming to tell us the following. If let's say you have a kli that is not normally lent out, is not normally rented, so that is something that people can normally say if they're holding on to it, this belongs to me. Not true for a craftsman. A craftsman who's holding on to a kli that people normally sell and wouldn't rent out, whatever it is, if it's not normally lent out, so then a person we can assume it belongs to the person who's holding on to it, or the person within whose domain we find it. Nonetheless, when it comes to a craftsman, since people typically will send something to craftsmen to have something fixed, an uman has no chazaka that's his, even though it's in his shop. And it's something that people normally do not lend out, people normally sell. He's not believed to say, I bought this. Why? Since his friend says, has edim, that kli belonged to me, and it's typical that people give a craftsman to fix it, he's believed to say, this is mine, I have edim to say it's mine, and I gave it to the craftsman to fix. So that's what it means, a craftsman has no chazaka. This speaking about metaltolin, not cheskas kemulshanim, he has no chazaka because people normally give him things to fix, he's not able to say that I bought it. What about shutvim? Partners don't have a chazaka. They cannot. They bought a piece of property, let's say, b'shutvim as partners. And let's say one person, one of the two partners, ate the payros for 3 consecutive years. So you'll say, he can establish a chazaka. And the answer is no, because you know what shutvim sometimes do? They sometimes do that. This one is going to eat the produce for 3 consecutive years, and the other will eat the produce for the next 3 years. So that one cannot establish a chazaka that way. The Gemara says that's all true with this, what we call a sadeh she'ein badin chaluka. This was a topic of the first Mishnah in the Masechta. That's a field where people would not typically split up because it's too small for each one to get 4 amos. But a sada that has a din chaluka where people would, shutfin would often split it up. One of the shutfin has the right to demand that the other one, that they split it. So then if one of the shutfin ate from the field for 3 years, he has established a chazaka in that field. Then the Mishnah had said that arisim sharecroppers have no chazaka, can't establish. Why? Because the owner of the field can say that, well, you know, as an aris, it's a sharecropper, I let him eat the produce for 3 consecutive years. That doesn't mean that he's the owner. And then the Gemara says the following. What type of arisim of sharecroppers are we speaking about? The Gemara calls them arise bate avos. What are arise bate avos? This was where it was customary for people to have a field, and it was given to this family. This family was a family of sharecroppers. And through the generations, this family was all the ones who worked this land as sharecroppers. So in such a case, and not only that, it was part of the deal that the owners of the field can't now substitute other arisim. This is, they've established that this is a Yerusha, so to speak, that the next generation is going to work the field as well. So these arisim very often would eat the payros for several years in a row, and then the bailim would eat the payros for the same number of years. So a chazaka cannot be established in such a field. Then, and what else was on that list? The apotropos doesn't have a chazaka. The administrator over Yisomim, over the property of Yisomim, cannot establish a chazaka for 3 years. Why? Because because part of their job is to work the land and use the land, and obviously they're going to help out the Yisomim by doing so. The fact that he's using the land, using the house for 3 years as an administrator doesn't mean that he's established ownership of that. So in all of these cases, these people cannot establish. So on the one hand, the Yerusha person doesn't need a taina. He can, 3 years, the son to the father's property. He doesn't have to bring make a claim, I bought it from anyone. He doesn't know his father's business. And then we have the whole list of people who can't establish a chazaka at all. Uman, even by claiming, it was sold to me. Uman and Shutuf and Aris and Apetropos. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein lo ish chazaka benichse yishto v'lo liyisha chazaka benichse bala." A man cannot establish chazaka after 3 years by using these the nechassim of his wife and then claiming, "Oh well, she sold it to me. It's given to me." What would a husband be doing? Well, the husband can eat the peros. We don't remember from Ksuvos the peros of nechse meluk. The woman brings into the marriage, let's say, a field, and the husband has the right to eat the peros, the produce of that field. The fact that he did. The fact that he had used them for 3 years does not establish a chazak of ownership. He has the right to use them, but the care and the principle still belongs to the wife. In fact, the Gemara says, even if the husband wrote when the woman is an arusa, before they even enter the chuppah, he wrote, "Dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich l'perusam. I have nothing to do with your property, your peros. I'm not using your nechse melog." Well, then he couldn't eat the peros. So then we should say, well, if he couldn't eat the peros, and yet now he has eaten the peros, maybe, and she didn't protest, maybe that's a good proof that, in fact, she sold it to him, because he didn't have the right to eat them as a husband. So maybe now we can establish that he really is the owner of this. Doesn't matter. Because women very often, even though the husband said, I'm not going to eat the peros, the women are not makpid that their husband may be eating the peros from an achasim, even if it's shalokidin, even if it was against, even if it was not legal based on their the stipulation when they got married or at the time of kiddushin. And a woman doesn't establish chazaka by the nechassim of her husband. A woman eats the peros from her husband's field for 3 consecutive years, even if the husband, let's say, designated one part to a field A, you're going to derive sustenance from field A. Okay, so obviously she can't establish chazaka from that. That obviously doesn't show ownership. But let's say she is designated to eat food from field A, and she ends up eating food from field B, and the husband never protested. And now she makes a taina, you know why? Because my husband sold it to me. Still, that is not considered a chazaka, because the husband even won't be mocked, but that his wife eats even from field B, even though he designated for her to eat from field A. Then the Mishnah says, "V'lo la'av b'nechseh ha'bein, v'lo be b'nechseh af." A father cannot establish a chazaka in the property of his son, and a son cannot establish a chazaka in the property of the father. And the Gemara is speaking about a case where the father and the son are what we call smuchim al shulchan echad. They eat at the same table, and therefore they're not makpid one on the other, establishing a chazaka for 3 years. The fact that the other person wasn't mocha, didn't protest, is not a riot that the other person bought it. Even if the person said, makes a taina, we don't believe the taina. Oh, he sold it to me. We don't believe that. Because the other person, the other person should have been mocha. He wasn't mocha. He saw the meaning because they have that close relationship. Says the Mishnah Mamed, Devar Mamurim. Where do we say that regarding karka or houses, etc.? You need cheskas gimel shanim. And these people who listed in the Mishnah, the craftsmen and the partners and the sharecroppers, cannot establish a chazaka. That is b'machzik. That's where someone is using his neighbor's property, and his friend is ma'arer, contests and makes a taina, oh, you stole them from me. And the other one who's been there, who potentially is squatting, says, no, I'm not squatting. I actually bought them, but I lost my shtar because it's been 3 years. This is where a cheskas gimel shanim works as a raya for the taina. And that's what the Mishnah, as we've said many, many times. But now the Mishnah says, "Al b'benosei matana." But if someone is giving a gift to his friend right in front of us and says, "I want you to take hold to acquire this field through a kinyan," or "v'ha'achen shel chalku," or you have brothers who are splitting the property that they inherit from their father, and each wants now to acquire his chelik, his portion in that, so they're going to split up the property, or "v'ha'machzik b'nichsei ager," or a person who's now taking hold and acquiring the property of the ger, if the ger died and he has no yorshim, no juror's yorshim, and therefore is nechasim ar hefker, and anyone hakodem azach, anyone the first come first serve. So in such a case, we don't establish cheskas gimel shanim, but they can establish what we call the regular chazakah of acquisition. And therefore the Mishnah says, Na'al, if this person wants to acquire the nechasim from the ger, or the portion where the brothers are splitting, or someone is acquiring a gift, is the recipient of a gift, when does he become the owner? When he makes a kinyan chazakah. Has that? Na'al. He literally locks the door. It means that he puts a lock on the door, or puts a door up, or vigadar, or he made a fence, or uparatz, or he made a pirtz, or made a breach in the wall so he could enter, kolshu, any little bit, of a pirtz, any little bit of a fence. So let's say it was there a little bit and he completed it. So the harezo chazaka, this is a cheskas kinyan. This is not the cheskas kibbol shanim. This is where we say, how do you purchase karka? How do you purchase real estate? Kesef, money, shtar, and chazaka. That's the chazaka that we're speaking about when we say you put up a fence, or you put up a door, or you made a breach in the wall. That's establishing ownership. That's very different than the cheskas kibbol shanim. This type of chazaka doesn't take 3 years. It is immediate. As we said, when it comes to brother splitting or a matana that's given, etc. Why do I need this mission to say this at all? This is the mission in Kiddushin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. It says, Nechasim she'esh lahem achrayas, when it comes to, which is another term for karka, nechasim, property that potentially could have a lien upon it, that means real estate, our nikdim are acquired with the kesef kav shtar chazaka. So I know they can be acquired with chazaka. Why do I need the mishnah to tell me that over here? So there's some explain that the chiddush here is that even if money was not given at all, just certainly if someone buys something and he gave money, certainly can establish chazaka. But here we're saying that even if you don't give money, the chazaka, you make this chazaka, you put a fence up, or whatever it is, you show ownership that way, you put a door up. So that itself, you change the lock, that itself establishing chazaka for purchase. Maybe you pay later, but right now you have acquired that, and that is different than the Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dal. We know the halacha of Edim Zomimim. Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, Vasisim lo kasher zama vasos lo achiv, where we have people who come and testify something against someone else, and we find out that in fact that they are lying, because two other Edim come in and say, it's impossible for that you saw Reuven, that Reuven steal from Shimon, or Reuven kill Shimon, whatever it may be, because you were with us at that time that you testify about that. So what happens to the Edim? The Edim zomim in. So we give them what they wanted to do. They wanted to kill someone, we kill them. They want to make someone pay, we make them pay. That's the general rule when it comes to Edim zomim. And if they wanted to be Mechayev someone Malkos, we give them Malkos. So our Mishnah is coming to teach us this issue when it comes to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Hayushnayim Edim Oso Sha'achala Shalosh Shanim. Two Edim come to court and say, oh, that this Machzik, this Shimon who's been on this field for 3 years, we testify that he ate the fruit of this field for 3 years. And of course, he has a taina that he bought it from Reuven. And we can testify that Shimon was working there, was there for 3 years, and Reuven was never mocha, never protested. And therefore, Shimon should have established a cheskas gimel shanim, and Shimon is the owner. And these Edim end up becoming Zomimim, because two other Edim came along and said, during those 3 years, it's impossible for you to have testified that you knew Shimon used that field for 3 years because you were with us at that time. So what's the halacha? They wanted to make Reuven lose a field. So Mishalman lo asakol, they have to pay, the Edim Zomimim have to pay the owner of the field, meaning Reuven, the entire value of the field that they wanted him to lose. Besides the fact that the field, of course, is taken away from Shimon, who is the machzik, and given back to the real owner, which is Reuven. What about Shnayim Barishona, Ushnayim Bashinu, Ushnayim Bashlishas? Two Edim come and testify that the machzik Shimon was eating peros for one full year. So we don't have two Edim who was testifying on the full Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Ushnayim Bashlishas, two Edim come and testify that Shimon ate produce and used the field normally for the second year. Ushnayim Bashlishas and two Edim come and testify on the third year. So now, and all three pairs of Edim turn into become Edim Zomimin. Two other Edim come and say, there's no way you six could have seen the Shimon eat fruit, the produce, during these 3 years, because you were with us at that time. Mishalshin Beinayim. How do they pay? So they split it. Each one is chayv to pay to the owner of the field a third of the value of the field. What about shlosha achim? Meaning one of them is testifying that the machzik Shimon was eating peros for 1 year for the first year, and the second brother testifies about the second year, and the third brother about the third year. The echad and one who is not a relative, because remember, relatives cannot testify together, but one who's not a relative, mitzarif imahem, he joins with each of the three brothers, which means he testifies about all 3 years that Shimon was using the field and was eating the produce of the field, and now they made Edim Zomimin. So, well, before they made Zomimin, first the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Shalosh Edios. These three brothers can join together with this one person and have established a proper Edus. It's Kosher Edus, and Shimon has established a Cheskas Gimel Shadim, because no brother is testifying with his brother, he's testifying with this one other Ed. And you get 3 years old together, we join them together, we've got 3 years, Cheskas Gimel Shadim. But of course, Vehein Edus Achas LaHazama. Regarding Hazama, they're considered one Edus. What does that mean? So regarding the regular Edus, what does it mean they're Shalosh Edios? We don't consider that brothers are testifying together, because for each and every year, I have a brother and a non-relative. A brother, a second brother with a non-relative. So that's three Edios. And it's not considered that there is it's not considered that we have relatives testifying together. But and regarding Hazama, they're Edus Achas. What does that mean? They're considered one unit. That means if they became Edim Zomimin, which means someone, let's say, so now it's four people. It's three brothers and one person. What do? They split the money amongst them, which means, how do they do that? The one who's not a relative, he pays half. And the three brothers, each one pays a sixth. They share the other half, and therefore each one pays a sixth. And they also, by the way, don't become Zomimin until all the entire group become Zomimin, which is one of the general rules from when it comes to Edim Zomimin. We consider them one unit. They don't become Zomimin until you are Mazim, all the entire group.